KD has traveled to Toronto for games one and two, even though he's still officially out for Thursday's game one with a strained right calf.
I don't think he's playing in game two. I don't know if he'll play in this series.
Steph Curry gets to go back to being undisputed the guy.
3 to 6 week injury. He is at 3 weeks
right now.
He's still limping. He's not practicing with the team yet.
Well, we'd like to have everybody healthy, that's for sure.
I still would be surprised to see him in this in these NBA finals.
Did Kevin Durant make a trip to a foreign country
just to flex?
Sometimes you're prisoner of your own words. Golic and Wingo with you, ESPN Radio, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All phone guests join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Mike Golic, Mike Golic Jr., who is feeling it right now if you're watching on ESPN News.
It is 7:01 Eastern time.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you guys, I don't know how to not be drunk hearing that song. Like, it is such a force of habit.
So how drunk are you then?
I'm not, and that's why I'm uncomfortable right now. I am used to it being party time. Like, I have poured several beers on my head by the time this song ever came on in a public setting.
All right, just so I'm clear.
That's great to know.
Really? Well, listen, you taught him well. That's all we can say. Jason Fitz also with us this morning, as he will be. Count the five. Every morning going forward. We're excited about that. Lots to get into, including a conversation coming up in about 30 minutes with Dominique Foxworth. By the way, one of the great names of all time. Just it rolls right off the tongue. Dominique Foxworth.
Fox, the man himself.
Foxy, DF, F-man. Coming up a little later on, of course, a longtime NFL player, a long time with the NFLPA. One time was a part of the NBA Players Union as well to talk about what he expects right. going forward. As we hear, negotiations are beginning about a new CBA in the NFL, which runs out after the 2020 season. That will be the 10th and final year of the current collective bargaining agreement. Brian Windhorst will join us at 8:30, talk a little bit about the NBA Finals, as well as what the heck is going on with the Lakers. And Ramona Shelburne will join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well to talk about said topics. And there is a lot to get to here, including the idea of what to expect and what other people should expect out of seeing Kevin Durant in Canada. Let me explain. Games 1 and Game 2 of the NBA Finals will be in Toronto as the Raptors will host the Golden State Warriors, who, of course, are in their fifth straight final and looking for their third straight NBA championship. They got there without Kevin Durant. They took down the Portland Trail Blazers in a sweep and then, of course, went on to close out the Houston Rockets without Kevin Durant. So they have won five straight games without Kevin Durant playing. He's not playing in Game 1 of the Finals, but he did make the trip to Canada. So, does that mean we should expect Kevin Durant in Game 2? Let's just say Nick Nurse, Raptors head coach, certified friend of the show, coaching vagabond whose resume is extraordinary, is preparing for all possibilities.
My training helps me here. It feels like I'm back in the G League or the D League when I was there coaching. As you used to know who was playing about an hour before the game. You know, guys were getting called up and sent down and you prepared the best you can, and when you finally figured it out, you prepared again, and you didn't really let it bother you. So, you know, we're certainly preparing for those guys to play, and when we get official word whether they are or are not, we'll make any adjustments or plans that we need to make. But I know one thing, they're going to have five guys out there when the ball goes up, and so will we, and we just got to play them.
Yeah, I mean, again, what else is he going to say here? You're prepared. If he's on the court, you're prepared. If he's not, that's what you prepare to do. There's no way I expect him to be on the court, at least through these two games and probably more. Now, the first game is, as we mentioned, is tomorrow. They do have until Sunday, June 2nd, for Game 2, and then Wednesday, June 5th for Game 3, which we'd be back in Golden State. Now, you see any of the clips walking to the plane, it still looks like he's limping on that thing, if you guys think that as well. He has not been on the floor for practices. He's doing his own thing, not in the team full practices. Like DeMarcus Cousins is back doing full practices. So he's just kind of shooting on his own. There is, to me, no shot of him playing in Game 2. If he's not even working out with the team, not even running up and down the court yet, doing anything like that with the team that is stopping and going and jumping and landing, that he is going to be ready to go by Game 2, and I'll continue to say. Now, if this goes long, Game 6 is the 13th, and the Game 7 would be June 16th. So you still have another 2.5 weeks, you know, of that to make that. People talked about a 3 to 6 week injury with him. We're right at 3 weeks right now. So you'd be in that 5 to 6 week range if you go all the way through. I'm still on the more doubtful side than hopeful that he plays in this series.
Yeah, and he's definitely not playing in Toronto. I think this is just as simple as, listen, Kevin Durant's still a guy that, regardless of all of the talk we've had about him being gone this offseason, I'm sure the Warriors would like to try and keep if it was possible for them. I mean, he is the best player in basketball by right now by a lot of estimations. So let him be around the team. Let him keep being a teammate. If traveling is not going to inflame or make worse the injury at all, then why not have him there? So like he said, he can be a cheerleader for his teammates. He can be around and support this group.
To me, that's a big thing there. Remember, he didn't travel to Portland.
Yeah.
But he traveled, but he's traveling to Toronto. And a lot of times, depending on the injury, you know, teams won't take players, even if they're not going to play. And we know he's not playing at least in one on a flight because of what it might do when you're up in the air at, you know, 35,000 feet or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, altitude, just everything that goes along with traveling that's unnecessary for a lot of
injuries. So him traveling does say it certainly is coming along. But again, it's been 3 weeks, so it's going to be coming along. But that's way different than getting on the court and playing.
Correct. There's two things here. One, is he close to being able to sort of, you know, expend any energy on that calf? And from everything we've seen, I mean, him, he's still, if he's not limping, Mike, in that video walking to the plane, he could not be walking any more gingerly.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. So when you see that, it doesn't look like he's anywhere close to coming back. And again, I don't think there's any chance he comes back until they feel like they need him. I mean, that's just the way the way I'm looking at this. And the freedom with which the Warriors have played basketball without the ISO game that they sort of fell into with Kevin Durant, which I understand. Look, he was great at it. Don't get me wrong.
They fell into that with him for one series.
Correct. Because of the way the Rockets
That's
were.
What I mean. They can still play free with him.
Absolutely. However, this season and the last couple of seasons, it's been more that than what we saw, especially out of Draymond Green. We've talked about this extensively on this show. Draymond Green, you know, we talked, Terry Rozier said in Boston this year, no one sacrificed more than me for Kyrie Irving. Whatever. Okay? No one sacrificed more for Kevin Durant than Draymond Green, and he understands why he did it for the benefit of the team. But Draymond Green is a much bigger presence for the Warriors without Kevin Durant on the floor.
But would you rather have Kevin Durant on the floor playing well or Draymond Green on the floor playing well? You'd rather have Kevin Durant.
Yes, but that's the beauty of the Warriors. We can win it this way or we can win it this way. So I don't think there's any stress. Now, the other thing that's very interesting about this going into this series, I'm curious to see how well some of the Raptors can defend some of the shooters for Golden State.
Because that's the question anytime you play Golden State, right?
But I think they have the size to do it. I mean, like, we can get into this deep dive a little later tomorrow. Like, where are you going to put Kawhi? Who are you going to put Kawhi on? Who are you going to put Pascal Siakam
on? So Doc Rivers was on that Sports Center last night saying that he thinks Kawhi Leonard's going to end up guarding Klay Thompson.
Right. I find that very interesting. Right? Don't you find that very interesting?
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm sure he's not going to be on him the entire time throughout the course of this, but for them, it's, quite frankly, who do you want Kawhi expending all that energy? We talked about how gassed Kawhi looked during some of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
Running around after these shooters the entire time for the guy that's forced to take the bulk of the offensive load for you, too. Because let's be real, he's the straw that stirs the drink. He is the drink. He's every part of their offense.
And he's then, the olive in the drink.
Well, he gets
he's in the shot glass.
And then we're surprised when he gets help. And when Fred VanVleet has a game or Kyle Lowry has a game, we celebrate it. But we know it's hell-bent on him. So if he's also chasing these dudes around, that's a lot to
just
ask.
Just something else for you to watch, because a lot of times you get mesmerized by who has the ball.
Right.
In this series, watch Steph and Clay, especially Steph, when he doesn't have the ball, how much he is running. So to that point of who's guarding him, they're running all that time with Steph, and Steph a lot of times still gets his points, and then you have to go play the offensive side as well. I love watching this team move, and it can be really detrimental on your wind and your endurance when you're playing defense against that team, and then, have to shift it to offense.
So that's the situation for the teams that are in the NBA Finals, but because of an article on ESPN.com by Baxter Holmes. Baxter. Great name, by the way.